Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansom Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, everyone. Nicole will be joining me shortly. She's detained in traffic, which is seems to be a thing here on Long Island that sometimes we leave early, but we don't get there for a long time. But anyway, we do have a lot of callers tonight, so I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. So I am going to start with the 704. Your last four digits are 9658. So you're going to be live and on the air.
Good evening.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
And hi, Pat. How are you today?
Today was a gorgeous day here in North Carolina, and you talk about the traffic up there. The traffic down here is bad, too. So
Wow. It's
not
yeah,
just you poor guys having to deal with it.
And no, it's so funny because it just makes everyone all stressed out. So, of course, we just wanted to get home safely, and I can manage things for a little bit. Now,
Definitely. You
have a lot on your mind. You know, you're a little bit worried about everyone.
Yep.
So what's been happening in your world?
Well, first, my husband has an ulceration on his foot. He's a diabetic and stuff, and we're keeping it clean and everything. But unfortunately, because he doesn't want to give up smoking, his circulation, of course, is having issues. So in turn, he might be going in to have more stents put in the one leg, and the leg that didn't have any, he might be getting some in. But the foot itself, the ulceration isn't getting worse. It's slightly getting better, but because of the cut down in circulation, it's going to take longer. So,
Wow. And
I've tried everything to get him to stop smoking, and it's just not happening. So when he goes to the cardiologist on the 14th, I'm sure he's going to sail into him and tell him straight out, you either give it up, or you better start thinking about, eventually you might lose your legs.
Oh, and I'm sure he's not loving hearing that. But
no, and he knows what it's like because his grandmother on his father's side lost them, but that was because she didn't believe she had diabetes, so she didn't take the medication.
Wow. Well, denial is a wonderful thing. And I'm glad that, you know, you're telling him about it and talking to him about it, but this is a lot of stress on you. And,
yep.
You know, you've delivered the message. You know, you can't be his mommy. And, it's a lot for you, okay, at this point. So what I would do is just relax a little bit. Let's see what the cardiologist has to say. And, you know,
I already know he's going in. He told, they told me at the phone call that when we come in November, the doctor will discuss with him the surgery date.
And then I want you to relax between now and then because I'm more concerned about you being so stressed out by everything, okay?
Well, I started taking yoga again.
Good. And how is that making you feel?
Let me tell you something. Yesterday I took a class, and I will tell you, and I told the instructor, because I'm friends with her, that she was so good. I came home and just sat relaxed with the dog and me, and I fell asleep for 2 hours.
Wow.
She was like thrilled.
Okay. Good. And that's what I want you to do. So here, you're a little bit stressed out about something you can't control, but you can certainly do some yoga, some deep breathing, and let's take care of you, because as you take care of you, you'll have the strength, you know, to deal with what you have to be doing. But I am
exactly.
So glad that, you know, your son from the other side is saying, Mom, you heard me, because I've been trying to tell you worrying isn't doing you any good. You've been worrying too much. And where is it getting you? So he was the one who sort of put it in your head, go to the yoga. So you heard him.
Yep.
And you know, because he's just saying, Mom, it'll do you a world of good. So I can even hear it in your voice, because your email yesterday was a little bit frantic and stressed before you went to your yoga. So now notice how you're much calmer. So, you know, you're also a little worried about your grandkids, correct?
My grandson, I feel he is getting on track. He has a job that he seems to be very happy with. It is with a Ludwig Percussion, and he is working there, and what he's virtually doing is, I call them the big floor xylophones. He's
uh-huh.
doing them, and what he has to do, he has to create the keys, and then he has to tune the entire instrument. And
wow.
then they check on him and stuff. Seems to be they're extremely happy with him. I know he does like it, but I'm starting to see that he is realizing, well, this isn't exactly a job that I would like to, you know, should stay at for the rest of my life, because of the fact that you just make it a certain level and then your money, you know, you don't go any higher and you can't do anything more within the company. So, and he's also helped with the high school over where he lives with the marching band kids. And he
oh, good.
Was teaching, he's in percussion and stuff, so he was teaching them and everything. That just finished. And that's part of my thing. He likes to stay busy, and that just finished. So now his evenings are going to be empty. And he is also trying. He's got a friend whose father is teaching my grandson what they call steel detailing. And what that does is you get blueprints and stuff, and then you have to put everything together and it gets involved. But it seems to be that he really enjoys that he's getting very good leadership through this man, and also he's getting a good education with it, and he's virtually training him in this
All
job.
Right. And so
this
is very good for him, and at this point, you know, Spirit's asking you to relax and kind of let your grandson find his way. I mean, he's working. He went back to, you know, younger people, which were the ones that were giving him a lot of trouble, okay?
Right.
And, you know, he didn't see, you know, his peers, his age group. So, you know, he's a little bit older than these kids, but he seemed to, like, realize he can get along with that age group, too. So, you know, I think that was important. So I'm not worried about him. His cards actually look very good, and he will
That's
find
great.
His way. I mean, he is working. He's not, you know, he's not sitting in his room doing nothing. He's trying
right.
a lot of different things.
Right.
And you know, you're right. He will get a little bored and realize he's going to have to go back to school if he wants to do some more things. And so I'm not
saying that
about
he's
him.
Going to, in January, go back to school. But he's going to do it online because he said he found that he does better schooling online than in the classroom.
Right. And that's because he has a little bit of trouble dealing with people his age. Okay.
Right. So because he was picked on. Exactly.
Right. So let him be out in the real world where there's grown-ups, older people, sometimes a little bit younger, and he gets his confidence up and not being in a position where he's going to be bullied, because it looks to me like it's the best of both worlds for him to work, go to school. He doesn't have to go full-time if he wants to do it part-time, still work. But he really looks good here. So
And he's going to be back into his indoor percussion again soon, too.
He's watching over his son a lot from the other side, okay? He's there with him a lot. He's watching over him. And your son is not concerned. So interesting. Normally, you know, from the other side, we better worry. We got some. I'm hearing him saying, no, Mom, please relax. He's finding his way. Okay, so.
I do feel that way, but I just worry, like I said, when he doesn't try to keep himself busy, he starts to get very lazy.
Okay,
and again, back to his own way.
That won't happen once he starts school in January. He won't have time to
Great.
Do that.
So, great.
You know, he's saying to you, can you just let him relax a little bit between now and when he starts going in, you know, school in January, because school will take care of that itself.
Really.
So, yeah.
And then with my granddaughter, I'm hoping that all is going well with her. She's finishing up her master's in genetics counseling at Wake Forest. She'll be done in May, and she's hoping to get a job down in Levine Children's Hospital down in Charlotte. And we're waiting and hoping, keeping our fingers crossed.
Well, that looks good for her. I'm not worried about her either. She's going to definitely get a good job. It looks promising there. If she doesn't get it, know that her father is going to tell her that, you know, sometimes rejection is protection. If he doesn't think it's right for her, okay. So he just said trust that he's helping. But she's done her hard work, so she's going to get a very good job. So
she's a brainiac.
Basically what Spirit's telling you is, you rest, you relax, you do your yoga, and try not to worry about everyone
and then
else
I have
all the
to
time.
I have to block out the ex-daughter-in-law.
Okay, so you do that. And
because she's just being, we'll just say nasty. How's that?
Okay, and your son just said, is that new news? Okay, so... Again,
no.
Except
and he always told me that. He says, Ma, if you want her to be your friend, she's never going to be your friend.
Mm-hmm. So he said,
you
tolerate her, you yes her to death, yeah, sure, and you pick your crucifixions. Unless it's a big deal, don't even go there because you can't win.
Yeah.
You'll never throw a grenade bigger than this woman could throw. So, keep the peace so that... it does.
Well, that's what
alien.
I've been doing for 25 years.
So you could do it. You can do it still. You know, your son's just saying do it. But there'll be a time as the kids get older, you won't even have much to do with her, so it won't make much difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're
nearing the last couple of maybe year or two when you have to deal with her. So.
Well, she's pulling them away for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so... Your son said they're her children. If that's what she wants to do, that's what she does. And he's just saying you can't stop that. Try to get them another time or another day, okay? But don't make them seem like they're torn between you.
Oh, no. I never say anything in front of the kids. I never do anything in front of the kids. I will not. I've done it this long. I have to do it longer.
Okay. Well, anyway, we have to kind of cut off your call.
I have to let you go so you can get to all these other people that need so much help.
I got so many listeners that I promised to get through today. Okay, good luck to you.
Please, everybody stay safe and enjoy.
Yep, and
thank
you. And you relax. Bye.
I will. I promise you. I'll keep in touch with you.
Okay, good.
Thanks for your help. Bye, everybody.
Love you. And, Nicole is here. Thank you, Nicole. Now I'm going to pick up Angela. And we'll do Kathy. We'll try to get Eric. We have a lot of listeners. If you want to talk to us, you have to press 1. But we had a lot of people that messaged me today that wanted to talk. So, Nicole, are you okay? Are you good?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I know you. I know the traffic must have gotten to you today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okie dokie. So let's see. I'm going to. Angela is the 5331,
yep.
And if you want to pick it up, we'll see what she has to say.
I see Angela. Since you already had Angela earmarked, I did not bother screening the call. So sorry I'm late, everybody. But, we'll go out to
Angela.
We're just
glad you're here.
Yes, I am here. I could not have a show 2 weeks in a row. So, all right, here we go out to Angela. Hello, Angela. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Angela. What's happening with you?
Hi, Cindy.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's so fun. Your son was here earlier, actually, maybe 3 days ago, saying, you're going to be hearing from my mom soon. I'm like, okay, then. So, your beloved son in heaven already gave me the heads up, so I wasn't surprised when you said, I want to be on the air. So, he knows when you need me.
Yes, he does. And that was a question I wanted to ask you about my son. Does he have any advice or guidance for me right now?
Okay, pertaining to exactly what situation, because there's a couple of things showing up here.
Okay, things that are going on with my life, with my relationship, with my future, with my new job, just certain things, but mostly about relationship and if he hears me when I talk to him. And do I know when he's around because I feel him and I feel his energy and, like, what he's saying to me? So I just want to verify if it's true.
And, he said, you know, with your relationship, you know it is what it is, okay?
Yes.
And sometimes they're easier and better than other times, okay? He is always on your side, okay? He loves his dad, but you're the one that he's always more concerned with. Are you learning to speak your truth now with him? Say what you mean, what you say. Don't be mean about it.
Yes.
Right, because, you know, he said, this man never wants to leave you, so he better make sure that you don't want to leave him, okay? And it looks like things are okay there. You're not going to change him. You know that.
Yes.
Your husband at this point.
Yes.
And are you accepting him for the man that he is?
Yes. But I let him know, like, when something hurts, I just, like, tell him nicely, like, you know what? You hurt me with this. But you know what? You can never say he's sorry. You never admit to anything. He always, like, turns things around, like, something about me and isn't even pertaining to the conversation. Like, try to put me down with something which has nothing to do with it. I'm like, you know, I just get frustrated sometimes. It's not even worth it. If someone doesn't understand, I say I'm sorry about it. Back and forth. I just block them.
Well, yeah, because that's the way he's always been. Okay, and Robert's saying, Mom, this is what he did to me all the time. It's nothing new, okay? And you can't change him, but you can change the way you respond to him.
Exactly.
Okay, so when he does that, you'll just, just say, I'll talk to you later, okay?
Right.
And don't even go there. Because what happens is if you give it attention, then you're feeding that behavior.
Exactly.
Okay, so when he's like that, he's going to learn that you're going to just say, okay, I'll see you another time. And that's it. Because if you keep giving into that, like, people that have narcissistic tendencies, and boy, your husband has them.
Oh, my God, he's up to 100.
Okay, I'm trying to be kind here, but your son is like, Cindy, don't cage your words, okay? So I'm trying to say it the way your son would say it if he were here, not so much me, because I try to be, like, more diplomatic than your son might be at this point. But, he's just saying it's, he's the way he is. And you're not going to change that, but you can change the way you respond. So when he's being like that, he wants to get in your head. He wants to get you upset. He wants to, for whatever reason, he wants that. So if you don't give him that response, then maybe he'll come up with, a little different ways of responding to you.
And remember, your husband never wants you to leave him, okay? Ever.
Oh, I know that.
So,
oh, I know
so that. I think it took you a long time to know that, but you know that now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not thinking he'll ever leave you. I'm just thinking if he doesn't watch his attitude, you will get fed up with him, okay?
Well, I told
and,
him that. I told him that. It's going to be a little and, too late
and,
when
you know,
I'm not going to be there. You know,
nope.
Leave me on.
And
it
your
really
dad and your brother fun. On the other side are not fans of your husband either right now. Okay, you got three men,
yeah.
The Holy Trinity up there. None of them are loving your husband at this current moment, which is not good for him, okay? So
yeah.
They're on your side. And pretty much, you know, when he gets to be too much, you be busy and do something else. Your job looks actually pretty good here. Are you liking it so far?
Yes.
Good. And, you know, it's new and, you know, you're an old soul. Old souls like the devil they know, okay? They, you know, change is hard for them. But they look like they like you there. Are you liking the people you're working with? Because they seem to like you from what I could see here.
Yes. Yes.
Good. And, you know, at this point, I would relax a little bit on things. You know, your son is a little bit tense and mental. He seems to wish he were going to be here for Halloween. You know, he wants to be here for the holidays.
Yes.
You know, do you miss him during the holidays? Because he seems to like holidays.
Very much. Very much, especially Thanksgiving. That was our favorite together, my son and I. You know, especially like with the family. I'm very family oriented. Like, I love to have the family together, the cooking and communicating and laughing and all. And I miss
right.
him, you know?
Right. Of course you do. And he'll be there on Thanksgiving, though. He'll be around. You know, he won't miss any of that. And, you know, he started to cry a little bit. He misses you. You
yeah.
know, and, you know, sometimes he says it's not easy for them up there to not to throw your husband down the stairs because there's times when, they you know, they lose patience with him. You've got patience of a saint. Do you realize that?
Oh, I absolutely. Absolutely, I know that.
I do.
Like the bad things, like something went wrong in the life, in the past, but there's no reason to talk to someone the way they do or respond to a certain case. And now I let people know. They hurt. Don't really hurt me but him, but if someone does something, they just always say it in a nice way. You know, that's very simple. Like, do you understand what's going on? But he'll
right,
say goodbye or walk away, then say, Angela, you know, I'm sorry. Acknowledge and say, you know,
Well, so your husband, you know, saying sorry is an impossible word for him for whatever reason. But, you know, I'm hoping he's going to learn a little bit from you now because you are changing the way you're responding to him.
A lot.
And,
a lot.
You know, just deal with what we teach here is righteous anger. I love you, but when you talk
right.
to me this way with disrespect, it upsets me. And I am not going to tolerate that. You know what I mean? And if you just stick with the facts and you don't get emotional, because, you know, narcissists
exactly.
like you to cry and scream and be depressed. And they like that. They like the big drama kings and queens, okay?
100 things. Explaining yourself. If someone loves you, they understand. You don't have to explain yourself to that person and why they hurt you. And you say you're sorry, man. You just, you know, acknowledge. Never acknowledge, and that's just the way it is, you know.
And he's
up.
Been
I
doing this a long time.
Too long.
Okay, he's
too
been doing
long.
This a long time. Too long. And
because
just know
it.
That, you know, and again, he loves you. It's not a lack of love here, but we don't get brownie points on the other side for enabling people, for enabling them to be abusive and for being a crap taker, okay? We don't get brownie points for being a crap taker, so... and a people pleaser. And that's what good people tend to be. And, you know, I think you did that in your younger years. But just now, you know, sometimes just do the behavior modification with him because, you know, and don't be upset. You know, don't talk to him for a day or two and, you know, go about your life and see how he responds to that because he's not going to love that when you don't talk to him for a few days.
Can I ask you something? Did he really get it, or he really doesn't get it?
He doesn't care. He's almost too old to change, okay? His brain chemistry. And again, I'm not telling you he's going to change deep inside, okay? He's not. All you care about is that how he changes to you. The only way that can happen is for you to change how you respond to him. If you used to get upset, you get hurt, well, that's what he wants. You have to learn to not take it personally. It's not about you. This is him. And you stay very calm and say, I love you, but I'm not going to go there today. I'll talk to you later. Keep staying calm. Eventually, he's not getting the same response that he used to get. So he may stop those games with you because they don't get any, you know, he's waiting for the payoff. The payoff is, you know, you can't be depressed and angry at the same time. And this man is very depressed at times. So he's depressed, he gets on you so that you can have a fight. What he wants is the fight because he's depressed. Well,
but I get
he has to deal with his depression.
Right. You know,
let him deal with his
depression. He thinks of his son all the time. He loves his son. You know, but the same thing he's saying is, like, you don't make me feel worthy of love. When I explain something to you, you just ignore it and you change things around. If I ask you something, just walk away. You know, you just don't do that.
Well, that's narcissists. Narcissists control the story and the dialogue. Okay, if they don't like what you say, they walk away. They scream. They have a hissy fit. They do these things. And again, all you can do is, I don't care what form of manipulation he's throwing your way with, you just don't respond with anything but calmness and righteous anger. I know it's difficult to do. But it doesn't pay. It doesn't matter if you get upset. Nothing happens. You know, it doesn't help any. So, you know, if he wants you to stay with him, then he's going to see how you're changing. And we teach people how they can treat us by how much we've tolerated, how much crap we've allowed them to throw on us. So we have to take responsibility that we help create these monsters because we are peacemakers and we don't want to fight. But in the long run, we just fed this monster. So are you done feeding the narcissistic monster at this point? You just don't want to do it anymore, correct?
Yes. And what I say to him, would you like your daughter's husband to talk to her the way you speak to me? Lay it out there that way.
Exactly. And he wouldn't like it.
To talk to your daughter that way? How would you feel about that? You know, let him think maybe a different way, you know.
That's a good pointing out. But I would say to you, focus on your career and, you know, focus on you and build your self-esteem. Part of our karmic lesson is to not take these people personally, okay? Just because we're good, we don't have immunity from them being abusive, okay? They do it to everybody, but you're the one who's going to make any – it's not threatening to leave him or any of that. Go there with this. If he's doing that, you go, you know, go in your car, go for a ride, go somewhere, go visit a friend, and come back when he calms down, you know, and comes around.
Right. My loved ones say, my son, my father, what do they say? What do they have to say for me to guide them?
Well, pretty much they're all telling you, put yourself first, pray to do what's best for everyone, including yourself. I mean, your dad's a little apologetic. You know, he's saying, look, I was no saint. I'm not throwing, you know, stones at your husband. But what you just said about your daughter, would you want your daughter to have a man talk to you like that? Your father just said, that's what he just said to me. I don't like my daughter being talked to that way by her husband. So he just doubled that. You know, so, you know, do us a favor and call in again in the future, but just kind of, stay calm, focus on your career, which looks very good, and, you know, look for the signs from your son. He does like when you're playing music. He likes to hear the music. He'll be around if there's any music playing. You know, it's not that he doesn't love his father, but he doesn't always like him, is what he just said. Your son is a very honest being on the other side, okay? I mean, he just kind of says it like it is. You know, and I think that's how you feel about your husband. you know, you love him, but you don't always like him at this point. And there's no reason that soulmates or relationships shouldn't feel like a pajama party with your best friend. Why does it have to be all this tension? Because I don't know if, you know, your brother is pointing out to me that you're an empath. You feel emotions and you feel people's energies. So if your husband has bad energy, that isn't going to go over well for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. His bad energy is not is just going to go in you and not be good. So that's why I need, if you know, block some of it, leave if you have to, you know, and but just don't let him contaminate your energy field, because that's what he's doing a lot of.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I feel like I've had past lives, you know, because I'm like an old soul. Like, I feel things. I know I'm hurt and stuff like that. Was I ever in a past life with my son? Because I feel like such a closeness, and I can feel.
Oh, yeah, you've been with him. You and your son have a soulmate connection. We have different kinds of soulmates. We have soulmate lovers. We have soulmate friends. We have soulmate family members.
Uh-huh.
You have been with him in many lifetimes. And that's why you guys loved each other unconditionally. Okay?
So
very few people do we love unconditionally. But he loves you unconditionally. That's why he's so fiercely protective of you from the other side.
Even when he was,
you know, and I'm sure he was like that on Earth too.
Yes, he was. Yes.
And so, you have been with him, and you will be with him in spirit. You know, you will see him again. You'll probably have another lifetime or two together. So, you know, he said he's, you know, waiting till you meet again. But keep asking him for help. He's trying to put thoughts into his father's head. Enough is enough. About his behavior.
I feel like when I'm at my lowest, I give up. He comes in with a song, something funny, and I just laugh because I know it's my son coming back to me.
Yeah, because your son said, you make her laugh, diffuse the situation, and, you know, but if you would not take it personally when he's in his moods, you're going to say, I guess you're not happy at this moment. I will talk to you later. Just, again, you didn't do anything to inspire this, okay? So, I mean, because your son is saying to me that you don't do things to him to get him to behave that way. He just does it, okay?
Exactly.
You know, because I asked your son telepathically, well, is your mom doing something to inspire this behavior? And he said no, okay?
And I know.
And I asked your father, and your father said no as well. So, so what I can see here is, you know, if you're being happy and you're asking him if he wants dinner and you're being nice and he's being in a bad mood, you know, then you just can't do much about that other than get yourself, you know, away from him for a little bit.
Right. Oh, thank you, Cindy. I know you have other
callers. Anyway, thank you, Angela, for calling and sharing your son with me. I love him. Thank you. Have a great Thanksgiving and everything. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I do really, really love Angela. Okay, so we have Kathy in Georgia. She's called in before, right, Nicole?
Yes, ma'am. Kathy has called in before, but it's been a while. So I kind of, you know, re-gave her the rundown. And basically, you know, she wants to know if she and Anthony will be rekindling any kind of romance anytime soon. You know, she had seen him a couple weeks ago, and, you know, she reached out, you know, they had a conversation, and then she hasn't heard from him. He kind of ghosted her. So
relationship do they have? Are they?
You know what? For more of those juicy details, we're going to go out to Kathy in Georgia.
Okay, good.
Hello, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. So now he's ghosted you. Don't you just hate that?
He came back. We spoke. Came over. And the next day, he texted me. You know, good morning. Have a nice day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's sleepy. And I text back afternoon, probably a couple hours later. So, and I haven't heard from him. I'm like, is he pissed because I just said afternoon? But I don't think he is, you helped me out. He is just petrified of a relationship, and he wants to do it. He doesn't really know how to do it. It's that. And so I don't know if I keep – I don't know what to do. Tell me what you see.
Okay. Now, you hit the nail on the head by remembering that. He's a true commitment phobic. Now, notice how when you get close for a while is when he runs away and ghosts you again. Okay, there's weird, you're hearing reverb, because I hear a lot of reverb. Is anyone else hearing that? Okay, when I'm talking, it's reverbing. Nicole, are you hearing the reverb on your end?
I am hearing it on my end, but you know what? Hold on for just a second. Kathy, maybe if you lower your volume a little bit, that might help
okay.
with the reverb.
Is that
okay,
better?
Good. Yeah, that's better. And what it is that with commitment phobics, when you have you get close and we have a particular close week or date and you really feel close, then they get scared and run away. And they do this ghosting thing. And, you know, he does this to control how close you can get. Like, he doesn't want to be that close. Also, you know, I see you guys have a very strong connection. And when you have a very strong connection with someone, a soulmate connection, you tend to then, unhealed issues tend to surface. And so it looks like he runs away when some of these issues start to surface. Has he ever opened up to you about any of his issues?
Oh, you said issues. I wasn't sure where you're at. Well, he is, I know he was married for a long time, and... it ended badly. And he doesn't want to get back with the person. He's just, he can't, it was very embarrassing. They were married for like 20 years. She started having an affair with a female. Everybody was talking about it. And he finally found out. He tried to work it out, didn't work, and he's just burnt and hurt real bad. But he doesn't want to get back with her, but he can't. It's like, oh, my God, I found somebody. I found this lovely girl, Kathy. That's great, but is she going to do the same thing to me? That's the problem.
Right. And remember, he's waiting for you, the princess, to become the beast. But how long have you been with him now?
We 2021. It started all in COVID. So
you've history behind you a little bit now.
Yes.
And you know what happens is, you know, he's scared now to get involved again, and he doesn't want to get hurt. But you've proven already for a couple of years now to be who you are, and. You know, he's just scared. But, you know, this ghosting is not really acceptable behavior. Now, the only thing if you could go on with your life and not have it devastate you, because he's going to come back, okay? He can do this ghosting and coming back for a very long time, okay? He's not going to not come back to you. But it's how do you deal with it when he's ghosted you? How do you feel?
I just chuckle at this point. It's literally, I just go, I chuckle. It bothers me, but it doesn't bother me because I know what the problem is, but I can't fix this problem. He has to fix it. So it's not like I'm waiting for him to come back. If Mr. John Doe appears and wants to take me out or I will go. But I really want this other thing to work, but I'm not going to, like you said, he knows who I am. He knows I'm a good person. He knows who I am. It's up to him. So you either get it together and hopefully I'm still here, or you're gonna lose. I could pick up the phone or do communication, but I'm just like, no, because I'm old-fashioned too in a way. I need you to chase me a little bit and show me that you're in it. I'm not doing the work for you.
So what do you see?
Exactly.
Will he ever
and again, you're not responsible.
I'm just wasting my time.
No, you're not responsible for the ending of this if this doesn't work. You'll be granted another soulmate. The universe is going to start getting a little bit angry at his behaviors to you because this is narcissistic behavior. I couldn't ghost somebody. Could you just ghost somebody and disappear? I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that to a human being.
And he's the one that initiated.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's like...
Oh, yeah. You're his dream girl, by the way, from head to toe. Now, I'm going to tell you about his marriage. He was a committed commitment phobic. He married a woman he didn't love all that much. They never had a deep connection. It was like a mediocre version of love at best. Then he meets you, and it's this heart, soul, mind, body thing going on, and it scares him because he never loved her all that much. Yes, his ego was hurt, you know, from what she did. But I'm not surprised that she had an affair with someone else. They really were not connecting. I mean, has he told you that? They, like, took each other for granted. They weren't connecting. And, you know, that's what's going to happen in a marriage. So he wasn't responsible for the ending of that relationship. That's why he was granted you a soulmate. But now he's taking this soulmate love and he's making it toxic. He's dragging it down the ladder of love to toxic. And it's hurtful. And when love becomes toxic, it becomes an addiction. It's not good for you. Go back for more. People with abandonment take love and make it toxic because toxic love has an unconscious contract. No matter what you do or I do, we never abandon each other. So he's making this not soulmate. He's making it toxic. This is not what you signed on for. You don't want a toxic love affair. You don't want a mediocre
right.
love affair. So, you know, if he doesn't step up, and remember, the universe has no patience for any of this anymore. Come 2023, these kinds of relationships are going to come to an end whether you want it or not. The universe will bring you another soulmate. And that'll be sad for him, won't it? Poor Anthony. Because he won't be granted another soulmate because he threw this one away and he hurt you. When he comes back, which he will, you need to have a serious talk with him that this is not acceptable. He can't keep doing this, you know, and, you know, you could tell him you love him or whatever you feel about him, but this isn't working for you because it's just not, you know, this is, you don't want to enable him to be able to run away when you get close. And, you know, the whole thing about good people is that they tend to enable really negative behavior because we're crap takers and enablers. And you don't want to enable this behavior. It's karmically incorrect to do this in terms of a soulmate relationship. So, again, we're talking about with Angela before, right to anger. I love you, but, you know, this ghosting isn't going to work for me. It's 2 feet in or 2 feet out.
Do you see coming back between now?
Well,
and
yeah, he'll be coming back.
And
no, he'll be coming
oh,
back.
No,
he'll be back. How long
what
does
he
usually go for?
There?
At his house? Not much. Not much. There's nothing exciting going on here. Okay.
What do you see in his head of I need to get over my fear? And do what I need to do, or I'm going to lose this girl, or he's just like ping-ponging.
Well, he doesn't know if he is loving you or losing you more, okay? Because right now, a higher love is scaring him because he was married for 20 years to a lower level of love that he never healed other issues, okay? There's not just her and what went on in their marriage. He's got other things he's never faced. Okay, so
yes.
He just runs away from it. He gets scared. There's a point where he resurfaces because he gets scared. And he gets a thought in his head he's going to lose you, and then all of a sudden, you know, he'll contact you again. Okay, and so, you know, with you, I wouldn't just ignore this. Like a lot of people now just ignore him. People ghost, they just act like nothing happened. Have you told him that this is hurtful behavior to you, that it hurts you and upsets you?
I haven't, that's so odd you asked me that. I haven't spoken about the ghosts and stuff, but I've spoken about some other things. But why I said it's so weird is because I'm contemplating sometime next week just telling him to come over, like have dinner or something. And we just need to talk this out because I'm not doing this too much longer. I'm not.
Okay,
so
that would be okay for you to do that. It would be okay for you to do that. You know, call him, say to come over and let's, you know, have the talk. And if he says, well, I'm not ready for commitment, I'm not ready for this, well, you can either accept the way, you know, he's going to be calling all the shots. And did we come this far in liberation to have a man call all the shots? You know, you can make me call, not my girlfriend. I'll call you. Don't call me. I'm going to run away. This should not be sitting well with you, okay? You're not two equals. He's calling all the shots here. And, you know, soulmates are supposed to be equals. So, you know, have that serious talk with him. You know, he doesn't want you to, right now he thinks he's in control of everything. Like he can just waltz back in whenever he wants to. So in that conversation, you have to let him know there's a certain amount of time you do this to a person and you won't be able to walk back in the door. I don't know if it's this week, this year, next year, but it will happen. There'll be a point where you won't be able to have him coming and going like this. And just tell how you feel and that it's hurtful. And express how you feel and see what he does. I mean, you know, he kind of knows you're going to be reading him the riot act when you get together, okay? He's not a stupid man. He's intelligent. He knows this must be bothering him. Okay, he's not stupid. Does he tell you he loves you?
Yes.
Okay, and so, you know, he loves you and then he runs away. So, you know, do me a favor and call in again and let us know, you know, what he says. If you ask him to dinner, he doesn't want to go there. He's not ready to hear what you're saying. Now, when I, you know, reshuffled the cards, I keep getting the soulmate card. What you want to do is try to bring this back up to soulmate. Right now, this is not soulmate. This is a pretty toxic love. So if he can be brought up to soulmate back.
Right. Do you think he's going to get back to the soulmate and step up and do what he's supposed to do? Or
look, if you're going to give a percentage, it's like 65% chance you guys are going to get together. There's a third, you know, there's the other chance it may not happen because of the way he's, you know, his fears are, okay? So, you know, I would just say don't worry about the outcome right now. Just do what you need to do because, again, you're not responsible for the ending of the soulmate love if this doesn't work. He will be responsible. Okay, so it's kind of up to you, you know, what you're, how much you're willing to put up with and how much, you know, you really want to be with a soulmate. If you want to really be with a soulmate, you can't keep enabling this behavior forever, you know. So I would just be strong on it. You know, be nice when he comes over, but just say, look, this isn't working for me. And, you know, see how it goes from there. So, you know, keep me posted with things. Call in again. You're not alone in this boat, by the way. This ghosting thing is like a phenomenon, isn't it? It's like, you know, it's happening to so many people.
I'm too old for this. I'm older.
Yes. Thank you, girlfriend. Anybody's too old for it. I don't care if you're two.
I feel like I'm in junior high or high school. Just you like me, great. If you don't like me, great. But there's no what you're doing. And I think what happened is I shouldn't say anything. I know what happened is. Because he knows I'm such a good person, and when he needs comfort, then I'm his safe place. But for me to be your safe place, then you have to do your part. I just can't be your safe place, and you come and go as when you need it. You know what I mean? And I don't think he's talking to anybody or anything like that. It's just, you can't do this.
Right, exactly.
And I've said it to him before. I need to say it probably another way, but this is my last time. I'm not doing this. I'm not going into 2020.
That's what I wanted to hear. That's what Spirit wanted to hear from you. Then they can help. Okay, they wanted to hear that you're not putting up with it anymore. As long as you're going to put up with it, people will keep doing it until they realize they're going to lose you. Okay? And that's what you have to know. And And again, I wouldn't scream, I wouldn't yell, I would just be very loving and very kind, but assertive that this is not acceptable behavior. Okay. And
he's not a good communicator either. That's the problem too.
He's got to learn. Okay, and he's wondering why his wife, it didn't work out with her. Come on, he didn't communicate to her either. So, I mean, he didn't even know she was a lesbian. Like, did he ever talk to this woman? Come on. You know, like,
that is so, oh my God, you're in my brain, because what I found out, the whole story, I'm just like, because my neighbor, I met him through my neighbor, but I'm just like, they keep saying he didn't know. I'm like, he knew. There's no way in the world he didn't know. I think he knew and just wanted to pretend. And then he got embarrassed because it all came out to other people, and then he had to walk away.
Right.
If it, when it came out to everybody, they would still be together pretending.
Right, that's, and that's a man that practices a lot of denial, and, you know, so, you know, he's got issues that he needs to deal with, and so do us the favor, call in and let us know what happens. We want to try to get to Eric now, because it's
okay.
Eric, I would
okay.
Today.
No problem.
So
thank
good
you
luck
so much.
To you, and call in again, Kathy.
Thank you.
Be strong.
I will. Thank
Bye.
You. Uh-huh.
Bye.
No.
Let me get Eric. Nicole can maybe, thank you. Nicole,
yes,
can you pick up Eric? Okay, good, because...
Yes, ma'am.
We know Eric's going through something somewhat similar.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And Eric is actually doing, well, I mean, at least the last time we spoke to Eric, he was doing pretty well moving forward. So let's see what he has to say this week. Hello, Eric. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Eric. So... anyway, you could probably, you know, identify with the last caller a little bit with people's behaviors and not knowing what they're up to. But with you, you've been studying tarot. Why don't you tell our listeners how you got a little bit excited by the tarot card deck that you discovered?
Oh, yeah. You know, one day I was at the mall with one of my friends. And, you know, I just walked in. And we walked in a store called Spencer's, and, you know, me not thinking of anything, I'm just walking in, looking through. And then, you know, to my, like, right in front of me, I see a deck of tarot cards. So I was like, you know, why not get it? Because I've been, you know, I've been telling you I've been wanting to get them for a while. And, you know, finally, I did it. And, you know, I mean, I'm still learning, but... safe to say, I'm getting really deep into it.
Right, and again, that's what happened to me when I, you know, was just asked to do the tarot cards for a party. I wasn't really, you know, didn't know anything about them. But once you start studying them, they're actually very fascinating and interesting. And also, they do become a method for getting messages from either the other side or from your spirit guides. So do you think you're getting any messages when you're pulling the cards or drawing them? Are you feeling that at all yet?
To be honest, I don't know, because I can't really differentiate the, you know, messages from the other side.
Right.
So it's a little difficult for me, but I'm still, you know, I'm still trying.
Okay, and... I would say it takes a little while, okay? And
yeah.
Sometimes the cards have many meanings. So anyone who wants to learn how to do these things, and the best way is to, like, kind of learn one card at a time. But sometimes you might want to figure out an alignment of cards that works for you. I know there's a Celtic spread, which is like a cross. The one that worked best for me is four cards and four cards on top of each other. So I use an eight-card spread. That works for me. Now, maybe a three-card spread would work for you. Like, I would pick one, you know, three cards at a time, see how that feels. And eventually, you'll start to get sort of a rhythm with them.
Mm.
And just taking any divining tool, whether it be tarot or crystals, a pendulum, anything like that, opens up the vortex. But, you know, and
yeah.
What I did when I first studied, I, like, I used to more like literally read the cards, like, okay, this card means this or that. Funny thing about it is every book you read, everything has different meanings. Okay, like, so I kind of came up with what they mean for me, the cards. But also how they align with each other can have different meanings, you know. So I would just say enjoy it. But since you've been going through your heartbreak, rather than self-destruct or feel terrible, you're trying to be a better person and explore the spiritual world. Is that what you've been doing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been going great, honestly. I mean, obviously the love is still there on my side, you know, hoping one day, you know, she would come back. But,
right. And,
I'm
she's just very confused. When I just pulled cards on, I just saw a lot of confusion still. And we were talking about with the last caller, you know, when people have unhealed issues, they sometimes run from love. Like, that's the sad part about it. And,
yeah.
You know, if you run away from healing that soulmate love offers, you're going to learn those lessons through pain and suffering, you know. And sometimes it could take 20 years of it before people learn that. And that's why, like, 9 out of 10 love songs are about the love that got away. That's really scary, okay, because a lot of people screw it up. But what I see here is, now, do you have a plan on what you want to be doing with her? Because the problem with her is she's blocked you and made it so she doesn't want you to talk to her. But do you want to try to reach her at some point?
Yeah, I mean, I still have the plan to, you know, reconnecting and building back, you know, whatever we lost. I don't think, you know, I forgave her and everything. You know, there's no reason for me to be angry now that I have a deeper sense of, you know, what's actually going on. So, you know, it's just all about patience, like you always tell me, honestly.
Right, and I love the way you're saying it's all about patience. Because, you know, having lived as long as I've lived, I just know that sometimes what seems like a long time, 3 months, 6 months, isn't really a long time, okay? But, you know, if someone needs the space, they need the space. And, you know, I'm sure you're getting a little sad as we're approaching the holiday season, too, because, you know, you would want to spend it with her.
Yeah.
You know, but do you have any plans to contact her? I know she said not to, so I'm not sure how you could do it, but have you thought about that you wanted to contact her?
You know, I mean, I wish I do have some plans, but, you know, it's just, you know, her telling me that I can't contact her is what really stops me.
And I like that because you're respecting her boundaries. And yet, you know, normally, you know, when people run away or whatever they do, you know, there's a certain amount of time where you could contact them. You know, right now, you know, it still looks it's not the right time to contact her at all. So
yeah,
I would
she's in a relationship with her toxic ex, so I can't, you know, even though I love her and I still want to contact, you know, I can't. You like just in me, I don't want to disrespect another relationship, you know?
Right, and also that's what's really good. You're learning healthy boundaries. And as long as she's with him, she isn't going to be able to talk to you because he isn't going to let her talk to you or want her to talk to you. So the more you can just exercise patience, you'll be surprised how, you know, things will come around. Again, you're not responsible for the ending of this relationship. If this goes on forever, you'd be granted another soulmate. That's sad because, you know, for her, because eventually she's going to want to come back. But at this point, just keep doing what you're doing, learn, explore, and enjoy each day and try to find some fun in each day as you're doing. Like, you were surprised you discovered you're sort of passionate about tarot cards. Isn't it interesting to find that you're passionate about something? You know, it's wonderful. Well, we're just about at the end of our show. We're going to get knocked off. So, we'll all talk next week. Everyone have a great week. Mm-hmm. Nicole, thank you for helping tonight. and everyone's so glad we're on the air tonight. We got a lot of people missing us last week, so we're so glad to have been back tonight. So good night, everybody. Have a great week. Have a great happy Halloween. Bye.